Hey, and welcome back to everyone. I do appreciate each and every one of you that has visited this podcast, listened, learned, loved it, liked it, whatever you have gained from it. I do apologize for my absence. It has been quite a long time since I've been on here. I do believe I mentioned a few times that I was helping to care for my grandparents. The end of 2019, both of them passed away 19 days apart. So, having gone through all of that, recently left my job at the hospital, just overwhelmed with, you know, the pandemic and the patients we were seeing and the policies and procedures surrounding that just no longer suited my idea of healthcare. So was presented with a work at home opportunity and jumped right on that. So I officially started day one today working from home, and it felt amazing. But enough about me. I want to talk to you beautiful souls out there, men and women, because we all know that abortion does not just affect the pregnant person. It can affect family, friends, and most of all, the partner. It can also affect future relationships. So, to recap, in the past, we have not only discussed some reasons that many women go and seek an abortion, but we've discussed some of the long-lasting effects of the trauma of going through the process of having an abortion, whatever the reasoning. But this is here to just encourage you that on the other side of that trauma, on the other side of that healing, is a fresh look on possibilities in life. Possibilities in motherhood, possibilities in future relationships and loves, because we all are love. We are capable of love. We are capable of loving, being loved, and we are well equipped with everything we need to become mothers, should that be our destiny. So, I say that to say, this pandemic is a wonderful time to either begin your journey to healing or compound on your journey. Wherever you are in the process, just know that you can see it through to the other side. So, why do you think I say that this pandemic is a perfect time to start or continue your journey to healing? The world is shut down. I mean, that basically sums it up. Most people are at home with their children because schools are out or jobs are closed. So whatever your situation, I encourage you to make the time for you. You may feel that the abortion didn't affect you. You may feel that you don't exhibit signs or you don't act out any residuals, you know, that stemmed from the abortion. But trust and believe, there is something inside, a little twinge, even if it's subconscious, there are after effects to having an abortion. So if yours was based around trauma, you have to face that trauma. Face it, get through it, not get over it. People are so quick to say get over something, but to get over a hill, you have to climb it, you have to see the top, and then you have to go down it. So, I like to say getting through, because you have to face it head on. Getting to the root of it. And getting to the root of it involves reminding yourself that that trauma was not your fault. You are not to blame. going back to being love and loved and capable of loving. That trauma may be the reason that relationships fail for you. That could be your root. For everyone, it's going to be different. If the abortion stemmed from, you know, having too many partners and not knowing who the father was, or just a, you know, a one night out and, hey, I don't have the means to care for this child, whatever the rationale for your abortion at the time, face it, whether that's writing it down, looking at it, reminiscing, whatever it is, take the time to face it. Face it until it does not affect you. Face it until the tears don't come welling up. Face it until the anger doesn't come boiling up. Face it until you can be at peace when the thought arises. But whatever you do, just face it. Now, after facing it, how do you move forward? Moving forward for a lot of people is different. Moving forward could simply be getting rid of ties to the person, you know, that you were partnered with, ties to an item. Maybe you kept something that reminded you of that time. Whatever it is, identify it, face it, and begin to move forward from it. Meditation is great for quieting the mind and trying to find particular places that well up those emotions and just get you stuck. So, like I said, writing it down, great way to start. Even if you have to find a corner and just scream it out. Screaming is an amazing release. It triggers the vagus nerve, which can trigger a lot of emotions, and it also connects to many organs in the body. So I will forewarn you that too much can cause you to vomit. So be careful if choosing that outlet. Walking, running, boxing, painting, writing poetry. I wrote a couple of poems about my abortion, and I tell people today, not until the last 2 to 3 years did I ever feel that I was capable or even ready to become a mother. And that's because it was that long of a journey for me to get through all of the mess that I had to get through. So I keep, you know, sidetracking, but I like to be open, honest, and candid in these podcasts. So finding your triggers will be a huge key in being able to take a step forward. You don't want to catapult yourself forward. There's no skipping steps. There's no, well, I just want to fast forward to the end and be healed. That's not how it works. It is not magic. It will not happen overnight. It is a process. It is a process that you may have to repeat several times. But as I say, and as I will always say, you have all the tools you need to get through this, because you are light, you are loved, you are loving, and you are capable of being loved. Alrighty, so I'm gonna start to wrap this up. This pandemic may have been one to create new traumas for some. Some of you may have lost a job, you may have lost loved ones. Those may have even been children. So, remain aware of your emotions. Remain aware of your reactions. Remain aware of your defenses. All of those things, if you reflect on them, can aid in and or hinder your healing and moving forward. I've stated this before. If you have no one to talk to, no one to confide in, no one to release to, vent to, whatever it may be, always feel free to reach out to me. My email, I believe, is in the information of the podcast, but it is English like the language, the letter V for Veronica, 205@gmail.com. I am always available to reach back out to you all. Part of my healing also was in becoming a doula. That greatly pushed me forward because so many women don't have advocates. And that starts from, you know, when you start becoming a woman and getting a period. We don't have voices that teach us, nurture us, and love us through becoming women, through becoming mothers, going through puberty and our teenage years and early adulthood, teaching us how to be a woman, period, just in our own right, in relationships, and everything else that comes with being a phenomenal woman. But being a doula for me is so fulfilling because we don't learn sometimes about pregnancy and all that it entails until we become pregnant. So I love to be that educator for some people and teaching them how amazing their bodies are and just truly how strong they are. So whether you have had a child since your abortion, whether you're thinking about having children, whatever your situation, just remember that your past does not define you, but it will help shape you. It will help create the bridge to your future. It will help lay the foundation, and it will help in continuing to make you the great woman that you are destined to be. I have faith in you. I have love for you. And if no one has told you today or this week, you are beautiful, you are light, and you are loved. Thank you all for listening.